Numbers, chapter 12. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek, above all the men who were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, "Come out you three unto the tabernacle of meeting." And the three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, "Hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not thus, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even clearly, and not in dark sayings, and the form of the Lord shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and, behold, Miriam became leprous, as white as snow, and Aaron looked upon Miriam, and, behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, "Alas, my Lord, I beseech you, lay not this sin upon us, in which we have done foolishly, and in which we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, whose flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb." And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "Heal her now, O God, I beseech you." And the Lord said unto Moses, "If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again." And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward the people set out from Hazeroth, and encamped in the wilderness of Paran.